Incoming broadcast from the BCWPA. An update from the Bally Raven Cryptid Wildlife Protection Agency. Stand by for further instruction after program.
Though young Jacob Taylor was an outsider, he was a welcome outsider. Handsome, ambitious, and single, many sought his attention for themselves or their daughters. A log rolling was in order. Not grand events, the thrown-together affairs were nonetheless exciting. For a day, villagers put aside their own duties to gather and work as one. Land would be cleared of tree, stump, and brush. But after, fires and food and dancing and plans, Jacob would be expected to do the same for new and old faces alike. He would also be expected to give special favor to those who contributed the most. At the end of the day, the gathering had grown loud. Spread out over smoothed earth, fires popped up, encompassing piles of debris atop rough stumps. The clink of cookware and savory smell of meat caused the clearing to be filled with not only light, but fellowship. Laughter, singing, and the tap of feet joined the happy chorus. Only a handful of particularly diligent women continued to work into the twilight. A sudden shriek, however, stilled everything, even the firelight. Tripping on her skirts as she twirled, Miss Beth Turner fell hard and headfirst into the middle of the largest bonfire. A broken leg kept her grounded. Pushing herself up, tangled among the burning brush, she could not pull or back away, only scream. So badly burned and cut were her hands that they sloughed off and fell back into the flames. Water extinguished the suffering woman, the bonfire, the log-rolling festivities, and her hands. They sizzled and smoked atop a charred stump. The gathering wordlessly collected their tools and dishes, leaving the new resident a solemn pile of leftovers. Everyone avoided staring at the horrific display, though a few paused to say a prayer for Beth and those treating her. Her wounds tended as best as they could be. The last of the party carried her down the trail to rest. Jacob had seen plenty of burns, but none this bad. Before returning to his rented room, he decided to take care of the hands first. If she were to die, it would be proper to bury all of her, not leave those for the animals to devour. Unfortunately, they were already gone. Beth lived for another 6 days. Her hands were never recovered, though people still claimed to see them. In the forest, it was said that one could witness the disembodied, burned fingers pulling their palms across the ground, sometimes chasing, grabbing, and scratching at whoever was unlucky enough to pass by at the wrong moment. Was Beth's fearful, angry spirit trapped in her disembodied hands? Were the hands possessed by residual emotional energy? Was something more malicious at work in the forest? Or was it all just a story? While the tale evoked more questions than answers, it was just the beginning of great discoveries. Investigations proved the bit of folklore to be at least somewhat true. There was an entity living in the woods, and Beth was a real person. But these disembodied hands were most certainly not Beth. These things were not trapped souls, but organisms. Life from another dimension. Was there another Ohio ghost story linked to a real creature? Was this just a stroke of luck? Or are some, if not all, ghost stories partially true? Paranormal entities are always attracted to events we would only describe as terrible. Some beings have preferences, others requirements. Some pretend, others possess. Some feed on substances imperceptible to our senses, and others feed on us. While the latter are always more immediately dangerous, they are the most easily understood. BCWPA agents are trained professionals. Do not handle or interact with paranormal entities at home. They can be very dangerous and unpredictable. Here at Pike Lake, it is another rainy spring day. It's a very special one, though. As early this morning, one of our bait boxes alerted us of another capture. While these small research boxes are not our most high-tech, they can tell us the weight and general size of what's inside them. Staff, however, knew exactly what was waiting. The local macabre entity that lurks here was marked with a tracking band. Wrapped around one of its fingers, the mechanism was placed during a state of lethargy, usually aggressive and combative. In the cold darkness, they become slow to move, think, or react. Collecting health and environmental data, their unique needs and preferences have been mapped out. For example, this paranormal entity prefers rabbit meat and generally hunts once a week around 3 p.m. Today, the Pike Lake Ghost will be returned home. Pike Lake Ghost isn't really a suitable name for it, though. The lake didn't exist yet at its emergence, only built in 1930. It isn't a ghost, and it's a pair, two individuals, not one. The BCWPA decided to give the entity a new name, Path Hands. Today, we follow Agent 1073 as they record data and clear the trap. While paranormal processing can be dangerous, the agency has quite a bit of experience with this particular one. Traveling wild game and hiking trails, these ghostly hands are an inseparable, clumsy couple we have been tracking for a few years. They're not often seen here, though, on the shore, but reports place them frequently by the tree line, on the trails, and deep in the woods. Some locals call this the zombie hands for their grisly appearance. While they do look a lot like undead entities, they are not reanimated flesh, but repurposed flesh. The organisms possessing and making new homes in or with dissected organic material. These kinds of paranormal entities are called bibloites. Path hands belong to a subcategory that specifically infects the disembodied flesh of multi-digited appendages. Microscopic, insect-like creatures before metamorphosis, they are attracted to the smell of blood and cooking, burning, or decaying flesh. Traveling in pairs, they seek suitable hosts to transport, drill into, and build cocoons within. All bibloites, even of the same species, are unique. Their secondary forms are based upon their host, their personality, as well as their partners. In a 1915 study, two coupled bibloites were placed in observation. Each were given a hand from one organism and a second hand from a different organism. The same species with the same hands produced two similar, yet very different couples. While their anatomies were identical, their appearances and activity were distinct. One couple appeared as bloated, purple, and disfigured versions of the appendages they possessed, and were only active in periods of darkness. The other pair's metamorphosis changed the appearance of their hands little, only growing rigid bumps along the tops of the fingers and one side of the wrist. This pair was active regardless of light, but moved markedly slower in darkness. Couples, even those made up of different organisms, take on similar appearances after metamorphosis. The size and makeup, number of fingers, for example, are dependent upon the host. Each Bibloite, just like Pathhands, is wholly unique. The trap box would have been easily missed along our walk had the creature's small, shining eyes not given it away. Still, we only immediately noticed because we were looking. BCWPA traps are placed far enough off trails to avoid curious hikers and tampering. They are also camouflaged with local flora and debris. A special type of trap is used to capture small, flexible organisms. It can be very easy for animals like this one to force or squish their way out of regular boxes and harm themselves. With the built-in auto-release, contents are freed after a few hours as staff are unable to tend to the box. Bibloites are carnivorous animals. This trap was set with beef lures. A success. No bits of the treat remain. Agent 1073 puts on their padded, bite-proof gloves, just in case the trap has an unexpected failure. The Pathhands have been captured 7 times. Out of those 7 times, only once were only one of the hands captured, posing a dangerous situation for the responding agent. The BCWPA has not been trying to capture this animal again and again, but has instead been looking for evidence of other Bibloites in the area, to no avail. It has been determined that the couple resides here alone. All living things must be treated with respect, care, and precaution. Being in and around trap boxes, as well as agents, many times, does not lessen Pathhand's discomfort, agitation, and fear. Coming into full view of the box, Agent 1073 crouches quietly and stills. Just like any wild animal, the hands feel threatened around larger creatures, especially when they're in a small, unfamiliar place, and the threat is loud, moving erratically. Bibloites aren't native to our world, and, unlike other paranormal entities, they don't travel here on purpose. They may fall through a window area, or forcefully or accidentally brought by or alongside other entities, or are teleported into the area by dark or evil magic. As they are not interplanar travelers, once they arrive, they are trapped here unless others step in to help. Paranormal beings cannot coexist in our world. Many throw our ecosystems into chaos and dysfunction. Minor beings, like these, have only a small negative impact, but still must be returned. Benign and rare entities like the hands, though, must be studied first. Researching their activities in our world helps us predict their behavior, understand their functions, and interact with them more safely. Bibloites are difficult to find and study in the paranormal world, so our knowledge mostly stems from these rare encounters here. After a catch has calmed, agents must document observations. What does the entity look like? How is it acting? How is it responding to this or that? There are a variety of tests performed on known and unknown species. And for cases like our hands, who seem to fall for the same trap again and again, the process takes very little time. Pathhands are much different than the animals you would normally see around Pike Lake. And they really do resemble a pair of decaying human hands, though, with some strange abnormalities. Flexible and almost rubbery, they have a red, bubbly crest at the top of their wrists that resemble wet gore. However, They display no bones or bone-like material, usually paired with these kinds of grisly displays. Topside, they are composed of a shiny, chitinous material called the outer shell. Glossy, purple-black. It protects their organs from harm and helps them blend into the shadows at night. The underside is not encased in a shell, but a thick reptilian hide. Rough and unfeeling, it protects the animal from the ground below or from flinching when attempting to feed. They walk on four fingers, balancing and observing their surroundings with a thumb-like limb. Small, black, beady eyes sit on the top and bottom of the thumb. Their eyesight is poor in the light, but they are completely blind in the darkness. Pulling out a flashlight, Agent 1073 looks at its underside. Feeling provoked, the couple flails against the box's viewing window, biting at the material and a little at each other. On the bottom of each finger-looking appendage is a circular opening. With these specialized suction cup mouths, they quickly procure food. Full of tiny fangs, the mouths hold on the prey as the teeth spin at an angle, cutting a circular sliver of flesh from a host in seconds. Afterward, the hand lets go and scuttles in the opposite direction, far away from retaliation. Small, they need very little to sustain themselves, and don't have to hunt very often, though they won't pass up the opportunity for an easy meal, like this trap box. Hunting at the same time as a couple, the creatures rely on speed and surprise to stay alive. Greatly disadvantaged, though the animal can only gargle and hiss, they are not quiet. As the hands move, their shell and dry skin rub together, making loud, raspy, crispy sounds. Most people that are targeted by the hands hear them approaching before they attack, though easily scared off. If the hands are very hungry, they may still try to feed anyway. The path hands' bites are painful and about half an inch in diameter each. Prone to infection, the injuries need strong disinfectant and proper wound care. Inside, the state of the hands denote that change is coming. The outer shell is nearing molt. Vulnerable, the BCWPA will keep it under monitoring before transferring it to the Interdimensional Exploration Unit for release. A few hundred years old, continued tracking in the paranormal plane will help us learn the life expectancy and hopefully reproduction of such alien organisms. Agent 1073 pulls out a dark cloth bag and gently slides the trap box into it. The light-blocking bag will soothe the creature, making its journey more tolerable. If you would like to learn more about path hands, Bibloites, or would like to see a picture of the path hands, visit www.ballyraven.com/encyclopedia/path-hands. The BCWPA has prints of the Path Hands field study available to purchase at ballyraven.com/store. All Bibloites feed in a manner similar to Path Hands, so if you are traveling in the known hunting grounds of a Bibloite, be sure to wear long pants or socks and high-backed boots to protect yourself from bites. Other Bibloite species spread disease or other maladies. Always make sure to take precaution. A special thank you to the Ballyraven patrons.
Lennon Roman, Zachary Lennon Simon, Jim Walk, Madeline Odell, Halsey Ferris, Layla Lute Weiler, Rick Belcher, Kimberly Nichols, Anthony L. Ferris, E. Daniels, Agus Mercado, Danner Seifer, Claire Flannery, Cryptid Clyde, Colton Williams, Tanya Downing, Matthew Shang, Shelby Fulton, Donovan Scherer, Heather Moser, Michael Shang, Tracy and Lita Puckett, T. Carter Ross, Ronald Peter Miller, Daniel Berry. If you are listening to this and are not a BICS graduate, the Ballyraven Institute of Cryptozoological Studies, you have been chosen. You are formally invited to join the BCWPA's ranks, learn our secrets, and help save endangered species. Your IP address has been added to the server's permissible roster and you have been assigned an agent for your transition into the agency. Do not share BCWPA information with the unwelcome. Non-graduates, disregard. Working agents, the code is Watershed. Broadcast ending.
Remember to be cryptid, be kind.